This is our Georgia Health News weekly segment. I'm Victoria Knight.
And I'm Andy Miller.
Andy, today we're going to talk about a small town here in Georgia called Elberton. It's in the northeastern part of the state, about 30 miles east of Athens, and its local hospital, Elbert Memorial Hospital, is struggling. This is something we've talked about before regarding rural hospitals who are really having trouble keeping their doors open. Most of the time it's due to financial issues. But tell us, what specifically is Elberton struggling with?
Basically, it's facing a lot of the challenges that other rural hospitals have faced over the last few years here in the state. Georgia has not expanded its Medicaid program under the Affordable Care Act, and that's one reason why a lot of these rural hospitals are struggling, in the sense that they are dealing with many more uninsured patients than in other states that did expand Medicaid. So not only do they have a lot of non-paying patients, but they also have, in Elbert County, high poverty rate. And so, in addition, they have a higher unemployment rate than most areas in Georgia. So basically, it's a big financial struggle for this hospital. Plus the fact that recently they had a partnership, they had a medical management company come in to manage the hospital. Well, that agreement ended. And so Elbert Memorial is looking for a partner, like a large hospital system, whether it would be Piedmont or Emory or another large system, to partner up with and so defray some of the expenses that they're having.
And like both you and I mentioned, this is an issue that the state has been struggling with for a while, really the country is struggling with, regarding closing of rural hospitals. So is the Georgia legislature really doing anything to try to fix this?
They have a couple bills that they're working on, and they look like they're sailing through. One, it does several things. It's a House bill that is a product of the House Rural Development Council, and it would facilitate the formation and creation of what's called micro-hospitals, which would be a much downsized version, maybe an ER and maybe a handful of beds as an alternative for a rural hospital, a rural area where a hospital is closing. They are also expanding money to pay physicians to defray their costs for medical malpractice insurance if they practice in rural areas. Many legislators in the state are very focused on these issues because they realize if a hospital goes under, then that county's economic development just can't get started because you have to have a hospital to attract a business coming to that community.
Right. And since 2013, six rural hospitals have closed in Georgia. So you mentioned that Elberton is looking to maybe get a big system to come in and help them. Is there anything else that they're doing to try to stop their hospital from closing down?
Well, basically, the community is really behind the hospital. I mean, they've raised taxes to help some of these expenses, to help the hospital, you know, with this giant rate of uncompensated care that they're experiencing. But it really is a case of getting more patients who are paying patients and reducing expenses. I mean, they're losing over $1 million a year, and that's not a good trend for a small rural hospital. But we'll see. They've got a lot of local backing, and that's very important.
All right, Andy. Well, I think that's all we've got. Thanks for talking with me.
Thanks for having me.
That's Andy Miller with Georgia Health News. I'm Victoria Knight with the WUGA Health Desk. Any opinions expressed in this program are not necessarily the views of a WUGA FM.